Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm sorry, Ripples is like super late, but it's coming. Here it is, this is Ripples, let's get started. It's been a rough week. Really rough. Especially if you love these games. Well, I hope you got it all out of your system. Yep, sure did. And Grim, be nice to Darcy, she's not that bad. This is her first attempt. Nobody's gonna be good at something they've never tried before. Don't worry, Darcy, we'll work on it. You did pretty good for your first try. And when you get better at it, you can surprise Grim and shut him up. Oh, they'd like to do that, huh? I don't know, he'll probably be a dick and make fun of me anyway. Grim, don't be a dick next time. Hee hee. Okay, that's enough for today. You go eat or you guys are gonna be late for school. Sitting on the other side of the table today, huh? Yeah, because you're a dickhead. You use that word a lot. Don't you think it's time for a new one? Nope, dickhead fits you just fine. Is she upset that I made fun of her dancing? I'm having a hard time telling if she's joking around or actually upset. Maybe a bit of both. I don't know. At least you can't grope me under the table today. Cup of coffee? Yay! You make the best coffee, Tiffany. Good Lord, look at that cup. Yeah, she does. And a cup for you. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Way too late for coffee right now. Not for some of you. Truly exquisite. I didn't feel like cooking this morning, so I picked up some donuts. Oh, snap. Sweet. I haven't heard that in a while. Oh, snap. I gotta bring that back. Here's a donut for you, Darcy. You like the ones with the sprinkles, right? Oh, I sure do. And a caramel for you, Grim. Well, caramel. Caramel. Your favorite. You're the best, Tiffany. Yes, they are my favorite. The ones with the freaking caramel in the middle are the best. I will fight you on that. Yeah, thank you so much, Tiffany. Okay, the banana ones are pretty good, too, but I haven't had those in ages. That would be something great. It's like, you have three wishes. What do you want? Well, the first wish is I want, like, the banana-filled donuts, because they don't have those anymore. I haven't seen them anywhere. Somebody's going to tell me they exist, and I'm going to be like, lucky bastard that you get to eat them. You're both welcome. I feel like I'm in a restaurant. You're lucky to have service like this, Grim. Just seeing the smiles on your faces is all the motivation I need. So it's no trouble. I know that sounds cheesy, but it's true. You're too nice, Tiffany. I also got Jessica's favorite, the glazed kind, but she stormed out the house before I could give it to her. She told me she apologized to you, Darcy, and that everything was fine. So what's her deal today? I have no clue. We watched some anime together last night, and she was in an excellent mood. Jessica watched anime with you? Yeah, can you believe that? And she got really into it and didn't want to stop watching. I guess it's just Jessica being Jessica. I'm happy she apologized to you. She told me she said some awful things. Yeah, we talked on the phone for a while. I said some mean things too, so I apologize. After that, she was really nice. That's good to know. I hate seeing you guys fight. You doing all right today, Grim? Any more nightmares? I'm doing fine. I have kind of a weird dream, but nothing with Dad or anything. Well, maybe I could take you to a specialist if that keeps bothering you, Grim. No, you don't need to do that. It's only the past couple of nights that it's been a problem, really. I'm sure it'll resolve itself in time. I hardly remember any of my dreams. Well, if you need anything at all, or someone to talk to, just let me know. Okay? I will. You can always talk to me, too. I know, I'm fine, you guys, really. My mom had terrible nightmares as well, and now she medicates for it. But I wouldn't recommend taking pills, they can have bad side effects. She hates taking them. Yeah, I'm good on that. So, looks like you guys were having fun dancing earlier. She was showing me some popular dances from the 90s. I was watching music videos when Darcy came in, and she was asking me about them. Remember when there was music on television? I mean, YouTube is still a thing, guys, so it's not like MTV left. It's just like YTV now. It's YouTube TV. You just literally YouTube music and you can listen to music all you want. There's all kinds of videos and that sort of thing. You can even watch the classic videos. So, I mean, it just kind of migrated. And you can still, I mean, we've got a Roku TV or whatever. So, yeah, boom, I'm watching music videos. It's like it's the 80s again. Or the 90s, rather. I'm an 80s baby, but I was a 90s kid. I was watching music videos when Darcy came in, and she was asking me about them. I didn't know you could dance like that, Tiffany. I've seen you dance before, but never like that. That's what I was thinking. She's got some moves. Well, you guys have been bringing out my younger self lately. That's refreshing. I feel like I've turned into a responsible old lady, and you guys remind me that I need to enjoy myself. Well, I hope all old ladies look like you then, because you're a beautiful woman. You are anything but an old lady, if you ask me. I would agree, you're definitely a MILF. You guys, that's so sweet of you to say. You guys are all right. You guys are right, I need to stop thinking that I'm too old to have fun. I used to get into a lot of trouble when I was younger, so I guess I'm trying to overcompensate now that I'm older. You can have fun with us anytime you want, Tiffany. Thank you, Darcy. So how's school been going so far, Darcy? You been getting back into the swing of things? It's going pretty good, 10 times better than the other school I went to. Except that bitch, Shelby. She makes me so angry. Yeah, fuck that bitch, right? Yeah, that girl is the worst. I'm sorry to hear that. What happened? First day I came back, Grim was telling me about her and she was walking by, and I guess she didn't like that I was looking at her. She came up to me and said, "What the fuck are you looking at, Munchkin?" Really? And then Darcy called her a thought. Ha ha. Thought. It's like calling a girl a slut nowadays. It means that hoe over there. Or a hoe, that hoe over there. Something like that. But I called her a thought, desperate for attention. I don't know if she's a slut or anything. I was just pissed off and said whatever popped in my head. Well, that's not a nice thing to call someone. But it does sound like she deserved it. Right. I got into several fights when I was in school, so I know how mean girls can be. One time I got into a nasty fight. Luckily someone came and helped me before I got hurt. I'm not much of a fighter, so I would have got my ass whooped. The best part was when Darcy told me she was gonna shit in her mouth. Darcy! What? She called me a shit stain, so I thought a shit stain in her mouth would be appropriate. And something about me being a kitten, too. A kitten? This is getting weird. She asked Grim where he found the stray kitten, referring to me. So I told her this kitten is gonna smack that smile off her face and shit in her mouth. I thought it made sense when I said it, but maybe it didn't. Okay, let's talk about something else. I'm trying to eat this chocolate donut. Oopsie. That was a stupid thing to talk about right now. Sorry for bringing that up while eating. It's fine, now is not the time, though. But I would like to hear the rest of the story some other time. The three of you awkwardly finish eating your donuts in silence. Awkward. This is some damn good coffee. Best coffee I had in miles. Well, shit, I'm not a trucker. Yeah, this is pure bliss. Yummy. So good. Oh yeah? So hot. Such a strong aroma. My taste buds are all hot and bothered. Oh, they're doing a thing. Okay, I like coffee just as much as the next person, but you guys are just weird, haha. That's right, you naughty little minx. Down you go. Such a creamy texture. You've been a bad girl, haven't you? Yes, you have. But it's okay. I forgive you. Because I just can't stay mad at someone who tastes so divine. I hope you don't think less of me, but I just can't get enough of your creamy texture. Are you close, baby? Yeah, I'm almost there. Almost. Any second now. Okay, that's enough, Grim. Save that talk. I'm reading that text. I'm laughing my ass off. Save that talk for when you're alone with your coffee. I'm sorry. That's funny. And these are the games they want to get rid of, right? That's clearly funny. Maybe they're not some old Australian feminist crazy lady, but to people that have good sense of humor and they know what lewd fun humor is, that made me generally laugh. I can barely look at my own coffee without blushing now. You two are being so mischievous. I was about to join in on the innuendos until it got sexual. Aha. What can I say? This coffee is so damn good today. I gotta go get the boys. No. What? Don't look at me like that. I'll allow it this time. Much obliged. Cheers. Cheers. I really enjoy having breakfast with you two. Boy, I bet it's different, isn't it? It brings me back to when I was younger. Yep, yep. Fun times. Well, we should get going, Darcy. Sure thing, Chief. Ready when you are. You two have a nice day at school. Thank you, Tiffany. And Darcy, try to stay away from that girl. I don't want you to get in any trouble. I'll try. Bye. Bye, Tiffany. Goodbye, Tiffany. Okay. Another day, another dollar. I've said that several times. Several times when I've come into work. I'm okay with that one. That one's got red hair. I'll keep that one. Yeah, here we are again. Did you get assigned a locker yet? Yeah, it's right over here. I'll show you. See, nothing special, just a locker. Hey! What's up, Kira? Darcy, why did you have to start with that? You know I hate that name. That's why I said it. Huh? Wait, what's going on? Kira's her middle name. So your name really is Crystal? Huh? Shit, maybe I shouldn't have said that out loud. What the actual fuck is going on with her name? I call her Kira when I'm pissed off at her. And I was just fucking around with you yesterday because you were so hung up on it. I thought you were playing along. Is everything alright? You've been acting strange ever since you went missing yesterday. What the fuck? So nothing changed then? So you carried on for a whole hour calling her Kira just to fuck with me? Yeah. Like that time you convinced me there was a sloth named Speedy living in the woods behind your house? She talked about it for a whole week, and I started to believe her until I went to her house and found out there wasn't one. She laughed and called me an idiot for believing her. Sloths don't live around here. Those things are from Africa or something. I know that now, but this is when I first met Darcy, and they live in South America, not Africa. I'm not gonna ask. Yeah, she convinced me there was a rapist loose in Riverside when I was younger. Anyway, what did you say? So your name, it really is Crystal? Are you sure everything is okay? Fuck, man, I must look stupid right now. This time travel bullshit is screwing with my mind and making me think things are changing. I wouldn't have been in this position otherwise. I appreciate the concern, but really, I'm fine. I was just confused. I hit my head pretty hard yesterday, but I feel great today. I hope so. You seemed different yesterday. I could see something in your eyes. My eyes? Yeah. Like you had been through something terrible. It's hard to explain. Yeah, it was a rough day. But today is a new day! I'm in school with you guys and everything is the way it's supposed to be. What? Nothing. Crystal, you're looking rather conservative today. Didn't feel like showing off the puppies. I felt like changing it up. I don't always need to show off. Why is it such a big deal? It's not. You won't see me complain. I like it. What do you think, Grim? I don't mind seeing some skin. You're such an idiot, Grim. Why? It's fine, Darcy. I expect people to say stuff like that from the way I usually dress. But today I'm trying a new look. Did you put makeup on today, Darcy? I put some eyeshadow on, but it's not that noticeable. I did have more on, but I looked stupid, so I took it off and started over. Oh yeah, your eyes do look darker. I like it. What do you think, Grim? Yeah, your eyes do look darker today. I like it. It's not too noticeable, but isn't that the point of makeup? To use it to highlight your features, but not drawing attention to the actual makeup. If you use too much, the opposite happens, which is fine if you're a clown, I suppose. I was thinking the same thing. That's why I started over when I realized I put too much on. Alright, get away from my face now. You're too close and it's making me feel uncomfortable. Haha, I was just checking it out. Calm your tits. I think it looks good too. You could use a little more though. I'm willing to help so you won't risk having to ride the clown car to school. Nah, this is about as much as I'll put on. But I am curious what it would look like if I had someone who knew what they were doing. I made it look like I was going trick-or-treating the way I put it on. I'm curious too. So you wanted to see my locker? You said it was nothing special, but sure, let's see it. Wait, isn't this Crystal's locker? Yeah, it is. We share the locker now. They told me I could wait for a locker to open up, or I could share it with someone that's not sharing one already. That's cool. So are you gonna let me decorate it a little? I don't know. Maybe. As long as it's not something ridiculous. Ridiculous? What do you mean? Like, eat a bag of dicks? Well, I like that one. I'm sure you'd love to have a bag of dicks, huh? If it's a bag of Grimm's dicks, then yeah. Hey, my dick isn't going in any bag. That would mean it got cut off or something. Not if it was a dildo molded like your dick. They do have those. Then it would be a bag of dildos. Now that's an idea. We'd make a million. We'd be rich. Can we cast a mold of your dick, Grim? I know a website with a DIY kit, and you can make a dildo using someone's penis. Wait, you can really do that? You sure can. Oh, hell no. No one's making a mold of my dick. Oh, come on. Darcy needs some practice with it before she can take the real thing. Crystal, I am not taking his dick in my pussy. And those two girls walk by and like, what? He's just practicing with me, that's all. What? I said I wasn't taking it. Why are you all looking at me like that? Hell, at least she's honest. I think it's because you're yelling about dicks and pussies in the middle of the hallway. Whatever, I'm sure those bitches take dick in their pussies all the time. You tell them, Darcy. I like Darcy because she's matter-of-factly. She's one of those kind of girls that's like, okay, you bitches totally do the thing and you don't want to admit it, but I will. Best kind of woman to have in your corner, by the way, because she'll expose all the bullshit. I've known women like that. Darcy! What? Never mind. Oh, great, here comes Shelby and her gang. I hope she doesn't make another scene today. I should warn Darcy. Darcy, don't turn around. Why? Because Shelby's coming and I don't want to repeat what happened the other day. Psh, fine. Loser! Fuck this. Darcy, don't! What did you call me? Oh, is the little kitten actually gonna do something about it? Shitting in your mouth? Not really my thing, but I'll gladly do it if you want. Actually, how about I shit on your designer clothes that you like to cry so much about? You're just jealous because your poor ass can't afford designer clothes. Not that they would look good on your boyish body anyway. Oh great, here we go again! Crystal! Oh great, here we go again! Hey, off-brand Barbie, leave Crystal out of this. You can say what you want about me, but not Crystal. She's the nicest girl I've ever met and she's worth 100 of you, you jizz-guzzling, STD-ridden skank! Wow! Aha, that whore over there! Don't make me laugh! You just laughed, you dumb bitch! She's right, you just laughed. Danny, shut the fuck up. Nobody asked you. You're supposed to be on my side. Laugh at that slut over there, not me. If you insult Crystal one more time, you're gonna be sorry. What are you gonna do? Hit me? Do it and I'll get you expelled from the school. Don't fucking test me. Maybe we should go now, Shelby. Danny, again? If you don't have my back, get the fuck away from me. I don't want you anywhere near me. Good. Now, where was I? This is getting out of hand. I need to pull Darcy away before she beats the shit out of Shelby. I know she's been keeping her temper in check, but there's only so much a person can take. Darcy, let's get out. Slut! That's it. Look, everybody, this slut is flashing her tits to everyone. Aha, this isn't Mardi Gras, Shelby. Oh, shit. I'm getting some good footage here, boys. Stop it, you fat fuck. And you. Shelby starts to charge at Darcy. Whoa, what the fuck is Jared doing? You see Jared getting involved, and Mila decide to try to get him away from the situation. Stay away from her, you slack-jawed pig fucker. You want some, too? Bring it, nerd. Damn, he's strong. Maybe I can do one of the moves Darcy showed me because I won't be able to out-muscle him. You're gonna wish you never tried to play hero. Ready to go to sleep? Jared cocks his arm back to swing when... What the fuck just happened? Ugh. What the hell was that? Whoa! A ninja! Then what the hell is that weapon that threw us into the locker? I don't know, but I want one. That was fucking awesome! Ah! My knee! Huh? Oh my god, I'm gonna throw up. Ew, is that shit on you? No, come on, Jared. I need to clean this stuff off of me. Danny, get my handbag and pick up everything that fell out. But, okay. Danny, if you ever get tired of being treated like a slave, feel free to come hang out with us. I don't know about that. Darcy, let bygones be bygones. Besides, I don't think Danny is a bad person when separated from the toxic influence that is Shelby. As long as Shelby's not with her, I don't care. I need to go now. Can someone tell me what's going on? Miss Gilmore, you just missed the coolest thing that's ever happened inside this school. Darcy, go ask that bitch Shelby. I was minding my business when she came over and started shit. Then a ninja swooped in and fucked everyone up. It was so epic. Bradley, watch your language. Wait, did you say a ninja? I don't know what it was, but ninja sounds cool, so let's go with that. Darcy, I thought I told you to stay out of trouble. I am. I could have kicked her in the face, and I didn't. Ah, everyone, get to class now. Everyone disperses and heads to their class. Darcy, wait! What? Whoa! Thank you! For what? You said I'm the nicest girl you've ever met and... Crystal pauses and has a hard time finishing what she's trying to say. Oh my god, Crystal, are you crying? And no one has ever stood up for me like you did, Anne! Aw, come here! This is very touching to see those two like this. I didn't realize how much that meant to Crystal. Wasn't that nice? I hate being called a slut. Thank you very much for what you did. One part of me wishes you hadn't done it because you may end up in trouble. Another part of me is very happy that you did. I give zero fucks what people say about me, but I wasn't gonna let anyone talk shit about you, Crystal. Besides, I'm the only one that can call you a slut, right? Yes, you can call me whatever you want. They're so adorable. I want to say something, but I don't want to ruin their moment. Okay, let's get to class before we're late. A small group gathers around Darcy's desk to talk about the events that just happened in the hallway. Darcy, that was so hilarious when you yelled, "Look at this slut flashing her tits." I laughed so hard I think I may have peed a little bit. Can someone tell me what the hell happened at the end? I'm so confused. I was trying to keep to myself today, but she kept pushing and pushing. I took everything I had not to go medieval on her, Heine. Oh, that's a Weird Al reference. I'm glad you didn't. I don't want you to get suspended. You still might get in trouble for exposing her breasts if she tells on you, though. I saw nothing. I need it in my phone. Brad, you dog, you. Well, I got your back, Darcy. I can't stand that bitch. She always calls me emo dyke and other stupid shit. I don't even listen to emo music or act emotional or whatever constitutes as an emo. So the only thing I saw was her going after you and her tits popping out during the struggle. I second that. You guys don't need to cover for me. If it comes down to it, I'll own it. I don't mind, you're my new role model. What I want to know is, who the hell was in that black that came out of nowhere like a hurricane? A ninja sent down from the heavens to wreak havoc and smear shit on Shelby. Hold on, that was shit? Like, actual shit? I don't know, but she started gagging after she got a whiff of it. So it must have been something nasty. Yeah, but why would someone do all that? What's all this talk about titties and ninjas I'm hearing about? Oh, Alice, you missed out. Shirts were coming off, boobs were bouncing around, and a shit ninja descending from the heavens. Okay, what the hell is he talking about? Alright, so here's the deal. Shelby was starting shit with Darcy and Crystal, and it got way out of hand. Shelby got in Crystal's face and called her a slut. Next thing I know, Shelby's tits are out, and she's going after Darcy. Jared jumped into the mix, and then Grim was like, "I don't think so, pig fucker," and also joined in. A big brawl was about to ensue when, bam, a shit ninja swoops in and fucks everyone's shit up. It had some weird taser weapon, and that blasted everyone into the lockers. You jumped in to stop Jared? Yeah, of course, you know I always got your back. Oh, Grim coming in to rescue you, Darcy? That's pretty hot. Darcy is more than capable to hold her own, but she was distracted by Shelby, so... Why do you keep talking about a shit ninja? I don't know. All I saw was a figure dressed in all black come flying in and leaving before I could get a good look. But it did seem like they were dressed like a ninja. They had a hood and mask covering their face and a sword on their back. We did see that. After that, Shelby was on the ground with her tits out and something that looked like shit smeared across her nips. Oh, so there was a shit ninja then? Hells to the yeah, the shit ninja and Darcy are my new faves. Hey, that shit ninja made me bang my elbow pretty dang hard. It's still sore, but honestly, it was pretty fucking awesome. Ninjas are badass. Yeah, it was quite epic. I think what happened to us was collateral damage, but who knows? I'm so glad I skipped breakfast this morning. I was gonna come in late. Aw, man, I missed all that? I may or may not have pulled my phone out just in time. Oh my god, send it to me right now. No, Brad, delete that right away. Oh, come on, Darcy, let me keep it. No, delete it. She embarrassed me. I was going to use it to get revenge and other stuff. I don't care. You don't need to stoop to her level. What I did was wrong and stupid. I tend to act on impulse, but you don't need to make it worse. She may deserve it, but having that video hanging over her head is just too much, even for a creature such as Shelby. She already got embarrassed enough. So just delete it, Brad. Wow, Darcy, that's one of the most mature things I've ever heard you say. Shut up, Grim. I'm serious. I'm proud of you, Darcy. If I were in your shoes, I would have told Brad to do whatever he wanted with it. Can I at least screenshot her tits? Hee-hee. Come on, Brad. Just delete it. Fine. Wait. Send it to me first. I want to see the so-called ninja. To see if I can make out who it was. That's not fair. Just edit the ninja part and send it to me. Then delete the rest. Yeah, maybe you're right. Even though she has great tits, I'd feel ashamed of myself for jacking off to her. I can see myself crying while trying to bust a nut. That's a battle I'm not quite ready for. Brad, what did I tell you about filtering yourself? We don't need to hear about you touching yourself. That's one of the most hilarious things I've heard. You don't have to filter yourself around me, Brad. Crystal, you're being awfully quiet. Are you okay? Yeah, I just had a bad night. And then everything that happened this morning. Okay, well, if you need someone to talk to, you know I'm here for you. I know you are. Everything's fine. You don't need to worry. I promise. I hope everything's okay with Crystal. She's a totally different person today. Maybe I should talk to her later and try to cheer her up. Okay, class, let's get in our seats and calm down. And I don't want to hear about what just happened in the hallway. What happened in the hallway? I don't think you want to know, Alyssa. Yeah, you do. It was amazing. Brad, I just said I don't want to hear about it. We're here to learn, and I'm very disappointed hearing that my students are acting in such an immature manner. Sorry, Mrs. Gilmore. Now all of you go to your respective desks and get ready for class. Now, class. Class? Oh man, what a morning. It was Albert Einstein there. These crazy things just keep happening. Nothing is normal these past few days. And it all seems to stem back to the power plant and the events surrounding it. Is that ninja connected to what happened at the plant? What does it say? I fear the day when people will just... I fear the day when people will post memes on the internet with quotes I've never said. Albert Einstein. That is funny. Okay, guys. So we're going to leave it off at this one. Right here. Sorry, my brain doesn't act right at 1:37 in the morning, but this is yours. Okay, so I'm out, and I'll see you next time.